Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You all understand this music means one thing. Paint your face. Pump up the muscles. Tie strings around them. Get your boots on and go sprinting. Sprinting into your office, wherever you are. Snarl. Snarl. Everybody get your warrior on. Get your ultimate warrior on. You have to. Nick, I'm working on it. That's going to be my project. serious business. I need the Husker face paint mask.
I said the mask.
The mask.
You don't want to actually paint your face?
Well, you can do it with a stencil, but I think if you had the temporary tattoo.
Okay.
For game day, right? Where you could, you put the peel on, yep, and you peel it off, and it's your Husker mask.
Sure.
It needs to happen.
It'll be brutal in those early season games when it's 110 degrees out.
As it melts. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. But this is who we are.
You start to just go wipe your sweat, and you get a thing full of red.
This is who we are, Nick Sainer. We have to make sacrifices for the greatness of the program.
Is that going to help them win?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The number of wins will correlate directly to the number of face masks. Oh, the number of face paint.
Like we've heard something like that.
You don't know that's how that works. The number of face tattoos and face paint correlates with wins. You didn't understand that? I didn't. They didn't tell you that. Just like, look, as the College World Series tells you, the number of Jello shots correlates to you winning.
Does.
Like, it absolutely ties to the number of championships that you win.
Well, then we're going to get 85-year-old Betty, who's had season tickets for 60 years, to wear face paint every single
look,
weekend.
Look, Husker Betty deserves to wear the Husker face mask, too. Don't shame Grandma Betty. Husker Betty deserves to put the tattoo on. Let her get her game on.
Just might need to take a little more convincing.
No, I don't think. Listen, I think Grandma is going to be first in line.
I would.
Matter of fact, she's going to do it herself. Listen, if we had Husker face paint, I guarantee you 80% of the moms here today would wear the face paint. Would you wear the face? Yes. See?
That wasn't convincing. Yes.
No, it was a yes.
Sure.
Hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, and now the double fist. This is when I know what I know, Nick. I'm just saying it. We were corrected on the break.
Yeah.
That we have parents who drove from Kansas.
That's right.
Drove from Kansas.
Whoa. Multiple.
Drove from Kansas to be a part of the Adam Carriker Chronicles camp. I just to say, as much as we talk about a lot of the other stuff in sports, that the value of showing up parents.
Yeah.
Listen, in some corners, people will try to devalue it. But what I tell you is a parent that is willing to show up and be connected. I'm not talking about in management. I'm talking about out of love.
100%, right?
Just to support.
Well, because like let's just do some simple math here. We are at least about an hour and a half from the border, so of Kansas, Nebraska. So even if they are a 2-hour drive one way, you're at a camp for 4 hours. You drive for 4 hours. It turns into an 8-hour day. The time, energy, effort that's put into this. Sure, the players, the coaches is one thing, but that's on the other side. We talk so much about how parents can be bad at sporting events and in youth sports, but there's also a lot of really good ones too.
Well, I mean, listen, we try to talk about it. Think about it, that this is a day that none of these young people will forget anytime soon.
100%.
Like, this is a day where they're meeting superheroes. They're meeting heroes. They're meeting the greatest football players to ever walk in Lincoln.
Yeah.
And they showed up for you. The value of having an Amon Green, Eric Crouch
show up for you,
yeah,
to meet you. Like I heard Crouch having the conversation that when you offer a hand to a young person and say, you're why I showed up today, right? And you say to Tank and Jim, listen, to put on this sort of event and have all the resources, to have Adam go out of his way to put this thing together. Again, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot. He and Angie have plenty to do. They got plenty of stuff going on. But what they decided to do was to be outside of themselves and bigger than themselves and create an event. They asked friends to volunteer time, to come from different parts of the country to be here. This is like if you told me that you made a day of coming driving from Kansas for a Husker game day, I'm impressed. Yeah. These parents did it for their young people. And I just can't say it enough how meaningful it is, how powerful it is to have the parents show up. It's a great day, and it's a great event, great camp. And, again, if you didn't make it here, next year when you hear about it, not only make plans to be here, even if you don't have young people to put into the camp, come hang out.
Absolutely.
Come hang out. Come meet Lincoln, Nebraska, because this is what it is.
That's what I told people earlier today about just normal Sundays, is you don't have to have somebody playing. Come out, bring a lawn chair. There's plenty of space for you to sit around the football field and understand how Lincoln is growing, how the youth football scene is growing, because LYF, Jim, Mike, the entire crew there done a great job there. But, yeah, you mentioned it. This is going to be a day that they remember for the rest of their lives. This will be a day that they also look forward to next year. Next year it's going to be, hey, can we go again? And then a lot of these guys that are in first grade, guess what? This goes till eighth grade. So you've got 6 years at least of doing this year after year. I talked to Adam earlier. He mentioned how it's going to evolve. They're thinking about potentially multiple days. I mean, there's so much in the works, but you got to start somewhere. And today it didn't feel like there was 260 kids out here on the dot because it was so organized. It was so concise and it was so well thought out and planned.
This is a great facility. And I think the idea of people's vision of what happens here on game day Sundays should be discussed because it's community.
Yeah.
I mean, all ages. So what are the ages of teams that play here on Sunday during season?
So, I mean, you start all the way in fourth grade, and then you go up until eighth grade. And there's some smaller divisions that they don't play as much of a schedule. But, I mean, it starts – Jim will tell you, he's out here at 6 a.m. Games start around 10 or around noon, and then they go until Jim leaves. Jim and Mike leave about 7 p.m. at night. And that's every Sunday throughout the entire fall, and it all leads up to a championship Sunday at Seacrest Field or at Union Bank Stadium. There, I think they're still nailing down one of those two locations. And so it gives the feel of like, okay, every single Sunday you know what's going to happen. You also have practices throughout the week that the players and the parents have to be responsible for. But then you are playing something, and you're playing for an opportunity to play essentially on the big field. For these guys that are in fourth, fifth grade, they look up to the high schoolers, and you get the chance to, if you take care of business every single Sunday, then you get to play on a field that the high schoolers get to play on.
It's the facial expression. yeah. I worked one of the first camps I worked as a teenager was a Redskins camp, and Sonny Jurgensen was running the camp. And I listened to him and Sam Huff talk about looking how important it was to look into the faces of the kids. So as we sit here, I'm looking at the faces of the young people who are out here running around. One, they put in work today.
I was gonna say they're tired.
They put in work today. There's gonna be some long naps today.
Yeah.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, and fully earned. As a matter of fact, I think some of the parents are gonna nap well as well because putting on the event and showing up for it. I think the value in it as well. At 260 kids this year, this thing grows, and I hope they're prepared for the boom. Because this, I would imagine that there's twice as many kids next year, that there'll be twice as many parents here next year, and there'll be twice as many fans. Football fans, Lincoln sports fans, Lincoln youth fans, people who played in the system, and they will show up and support it. You had the walking pig. You had the walking pig.
It was delicious.
Please inform people about the walking pig.
A little bowl, barbecue pulled pork, some shredded lettuce, sour cream, shredded cheese, a couple of tomatoes, all layered on top of nacho cheese Doritos. It's a staple out here. It just got invented last year during the football season. I learned about it when I was out here on Sundays, and I was excited to get back today, and they hooked me up with a loaded walking pig.
So the walking taco versus the walking pig, which is preferred?
Well, I think you can never go wrong with Old Reliable, and that's walking taco. You can never go wrong with just ground beef. But if you want to switch it up, if you find yourself out here Sunday after Sunday and you want a little variety to spice up your life, then go with the walking pig.
I'm going to give you the cheat code, Nick Center. Have you tried it with the Fritos?
Oh, yeah. That's how I grew up on it.
Okay.
Was with the Fritos. Up until a couple of years ago, that's the first time I had nacho cheese Doritos. But in between baseball games, you had a doubleheader on a Saturday. It was go get a walking taco, but it was with Fritos.
I am full just talking about it. I have not eaten today, and the idea of the walking pig makes my tummy happy.
Yeah, for about 2.5 hours, and then it makes it gurgle.
No. Well, that's everything else.
Yeah, that's everything else
you put on it, Nick. That those are personal choices.
No, one last
those
thing.
Those are all personal choices.
One last thing I will say, and you understand the importance of this, is the coach-to-player ratio.
Yeah.
35 coaches volunteered today. I mean, you're talking one coach for 6-7 kids. At a camp like this, with this volume, that's really, really good.
Again, the commitment of grown-ups to show up for community is just – it can't be understated or devalued. Nick, give the list of the Husker coaches, the Husker greats who showed up today.
Well, I'm going to probably leave some out, but you got to lead off with Zach Wieger. Wieger is here, obviously Outland Trophy Award winner, Heisman Trophy winner. Eric Crouch is out here. Adam Carricker is out here. Kenny Wilhite is here. Ron Kellogg the third is present. Javon McQuitty is here.
He said he was ready to run 40.
Yeah. Husker wide receiver who transferred to South Dakota to finish out his career. He's here. I'm probably missing. I know there was a walk-on tight end that Adam talked about that he played with that was here. Almon Green. How could I forget him? So there's a lot of guys that are out here for it.
They are currently in the autograph and then the shuttle 40. Broad jump phase of the measurement and giving them just something to take with them, a thing that just says, hey, listen, I might have been the fastest guy here. I might have been the best jumper here.
Well, that's the part of if you come to it year after year, you can log your times from year one and see progress to year two and progress to year three, and then you can build it, you know, somewhat of a substantial, you know, show of progress throughout the last couple of years.
DP Nick Sandert here, the Adam Carricker Chronicles camp. We'll throw it a break. We'll come back. We'll close out our time here and remind folks, stay tuned. Up next, the Hall of Famer, black shirt, Terrell Farley. He and Bach, Bach in the black shirt, will take you to 3 o'clock and then on the block and old school with Eric Strickland, Jay Foreman as well. So it's a full day here on the ticket. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.